Okay, so the Rav made the point, which is in the Mechaber, that the Mechaber's opinion is there's no bittul at the end of a Tarovis. Bittul has to take place at the beginning of a Tarovis. Why this is so, I don't know. But that's just the rule. So one of the rules of the game are that if you have the 60 at the beginning, fine. If not, you're stuck. That bittul's not going to kick in later. Yes.
But didn't we want to explain last time when we first discussed it with the Rif Maran that the reason is because something only becomes a tarovis at the start of tarovis? Once something's already mixed, you can't really mix a mixture.
Okay. Good. So now he has this idea which we've seen before. This is more or less like a chazara, what we have in the notes here. On page 66 on top. Okay. So, the lechaira. Okay. Vayin b'shach. Lechaira yesh tzad lechalek ben shari sum leben basa b'chol. There is a place where you could disagree and make a distinction between other isurim and basa b'cholov. The b'shar isurim, when it comes to other isurim, yesh loma, we could say, the chaticha asura, that the chaticha stays also, even the lekach halos bito, the sofa taroves, but the lekatam. There's no bittul at the end of a tarovis because now it misses flavor. Dadan yesh mashu is a bechaticha. There's still a little bit of that issur in the piece. Shein of bottle besof. It's not going to be bottle at the end. Okay. Ach b'basa b'cholov. But let's see, we have a similar thing in basa b'cholov. Yesh loma, you could argue tuke shenelam hatam b'basa b'cholov besof. When the flavor goes down at the end, in a basa b'cholov situation. So let's say the chaticha now, which is basa b'cholov, has flavor of milk and the meat, gets thrown into a pot, and there's 60 in the pot against everything. So now the milk spreads all out of the pot, and there's 60 to 1 against the basa, 2 against everything. You said chaticha nas nevela, you have a big blast, full blast, 60. Now you take this piece out. So when you take the piece out, basically there's no more flavor of milk, but there is, as we said, a trace of milk in the piece. There's still a little bit mashu. So in other isurim, we say that piece stays also because there's no bittul at the end of a tarovis. But by basa b'cholov, there's an argument to say that if the flavor basa b'cholov disappears at the end, the flavor disappears. Azaya chaticha de basa b'cholov, then I would say that the actual basa b'cholov itself, that piece of basa b'cholov, would become mutter.
But it's more chomer.
Even though it's more chomer, but in this place I would say it's more kal, because basa b'cholov needs time. Without time, it's not basa b'cholov. It's not because of bittul. It's because it just doesn't have the cheftza of basa b'cholov. Ki etzem hu issa, the basa b'cholov, toli dafka bitam. You could say that to be called basa b'cholov, that by definition requires flavor. He ain't time.
Why do we say that? Do we always say that?
You could argue that.
But even if it's about tam, then the tam going away is still within the realm of bittul, no? It's not a mati.
He had this idea earlier, and we're going to get to it. And maybe basa b'cholov, if the flavor disappears, you don't have it becomes mutter, not through bittul or matir, just sort of like the b'diyasa has just disappeared. Because basa b'cholov means I taste basa b'cholov. If I don't taste it, it's nothing. It's mutter by itself, possibly.
Again,
you have to go through a lot of sources.
We said the nafkamina would be if we then added more chalav to it. If it fully disappeared, then we just start over. We start counting again.
Yeah, but here's what matters. It didn't fully disappear. There's a little bit of a trace left.
Right, and this would be the nafkamina.
Yeah.
Because right. Even though it's 160, so it's not there, it's still enough there that if we added more, it would count on.
Maybe, but I mean, you can argue it both ways. You have to see what all the different shitas are. Right here, he's just throwing it out as a possibility, which is a possibility.
But why can't we use the same argument that we used for the previous thing, in which it's not a tarovet anymore? It's not a new tarovet, sorry. So, okay, there's no tam. It doesn't matter. It was Kanaan. It became Kanaan. There's no new tarovet.
Okay, I mean, definitely, I would say that the svaras are definitely strong on your side. I would think that the vast majority of poskim would agree with what you're saying. He's just throwing it out as a pop-up possibility, which, again, we have to be studying Bas B'chol, and maybe somebody will say this along the way. Okay, so B'li Tam, Bas B'chol, En Kan Chesed, Bas B'chol, Klau. L'chore, Zoe Svaz, he quotes an opinion in the Gemara, Mandam, Meshev, Tassach, Tamud, Bas B'chol, that there's an opinion that says that if you do get rid of that flavor, it becomes mutton basa b'cholov. Acha machaba pasak devsh l'sochto asur basa b'cholov. Machaba doesn't agree with that. Back in Hilchas basa b'cholov, he says even if you sochto, means you pull some of the milk out and you don't taste it anymore, still it's asur. It stays asur.
What's
the kota? Means if you could squeeze out milk to get it below the flavor level.
But and it's even possible. Meaning, when I would think about it, I would think it's impossible to fully get the milk out of the meat.
Not fully, but he's talking about where you're just reducing the amount to a trace. So it's just happening in this case.
Is that not mabasal in the tefillah?
But if it happened.
It's naturally, so like you have a piece of steak and something fell on it and the juices came out.
The milk came out of the meat.
When the milk came out.
Yeah, because you threw it into a pot that got cooked all over again, and the pot made the milk spread. So now the
basa
b'chol of itself doesn't have flavor of milk. It has some milk, but doesn't have any more flavor of milk.
Was it the
shach? Yeah, the shach is 100% against this. The shach says it's definitely asur.
It's asur?
The basa b'chol of is asur no matter what. Even if you would split it completely. Back, we had that. You're right. The shach said it back. In Kufay and letter Yud Zion, he says over there that even if you would make it down to zero, it could possibly be also. He quotes the Mashal, but right.
So then it's the same thing.
Right, what he's talking about over here goes back to that Shach on Yud Zion. Actually, you know, this is really very okay. Acha mechaba pasuk of Shem as a basa b'cholov. If someone do mishum do acha mechatchil achal as a basa b'cholov, as I have a yisur b'fnei asma chal al achal levad a basa levado. Ap like a tovus v'tam klal. So really, I should make a reference here to that shach, because that was where the shach talks about that kufes sifu zayin. Okay, v'ayin. Shach Simon Kuf Hey Ois Yud Zayin Yishuv
Shach.
Okay. The old Amar Hagrach Sitzal.
So how does he solve that, Rabbi? I'm sorry. That
he's saying is that it's just really like a very superficial highlight review that in Basa B'cholov it's a discussion whether you say Efshar L'Sochto Mutu Asan, as if you could reduce, which happened in this case, you could reduce the flavor of the cholov in the basa to below flavor level. It goes. In other words, you're getting a shishim of some kind there to reduce the flavor, but there's still a trace of the cholov in there. Is that thing still going to be asa? There's a discussion that's called efshar l'sochto asa, efshar l'sochto mutter.
Right, but doesn't the Rav bring that up as a potential problem? He says, l'chor, there's an opinion that says efshar l'sochto mutter, and they say, hamachab b'sach, efshar l'sochto asa b'masar
b'cholov. But the machab right here is not discussing b'masar b'cholov. So... He's talking about other issuim. So the truth of the matter is, I think that this might just be a diversion. I don't know if I should keep it in. because it doesn't have any of the real sources. Okay. There's also this grach, the Chaim, he says that there's a general principle that if something becomes usur, it stays usur until you get a matir. So that would make basa b'cholav usur, even if you completely got rid of all the milk, once that thing got an usur, you need a matir of some kind to make it mutter. Okay, that was a detour into Bosa B'cholov, a slight detour, but without really going into it in any kind of depth. Okay, next. V'hine yesh la'ayin ma'en afgemina ben reish de ha'machaber kushachaticha nikeres. The Lohutra Mahatsir de Nivlal Vinimuach the Hakol Hutar. So the Mahab has these two cases. He says, if you can get the piece out, or you see the piece, you can get it out, so that piece stays also, right? Because there's no bitl b'sofa tarovet, you can't be mevatel of the trace. However, he says if everything melts down and this and sort of gets homogenized into the whole pot, like a chon or soup or something like that, and everything got melted into it, then he says everything becomes mutter because you have a 60. So what's the why is that? You don't say, well, the original piece is there someplace, so keep it us. So you don't say that. You say everything melted down and dissolved into one big chalent, so we say now everything becomes mutter because you have a big 60. Okay, so the question is, why is that so? Habav shnei afanim, yitachin bittel b'sofa tarovet, lo machal bittel b'sefa de machabav lo b'resha. So what's the explanation for that? It's really something happening at the end. V'nir de b'resha, so the answer is like this. In the resha, when you have that piece, you pull it out, lo netos of heter begufa shel chaticha. The chaticha never had more heter. Elish nismait tam isur shebo. What's going on with that piece when you pull it out is that it has less of an isur in it. Right? So, in other words, the isur was first giving flavor in the piece. Now, because it was cooked in the soup, so the isur spread around, so there's no more flavor in the piece because it will spread around. However, there is still a trace. You pull it out, so basically when you look at the piece, you say, oh, there's that issur which was there from before, and right now it's dropped, and it doesn't give flavor, it dropped to below flavor. But there was so basically what's going on with the piece at the end is a reduction of the issur, or the blia, inside the piece. You're not adding any heta to the piece, you pull the piece out of the pot. So basically, you're just looking at this piece, which was the original piece, it has less of an isser in it. That's called sofa tarovas, and there is no bittel. There's no bittel in that case. It's the same tarovas as you had before. As far as the piece is concerned, when you pull it out of the pot, the din of tarovas, or the status of tarovas, is the same as a piece. And this piece has some isser inside. It's the same tarovas. The original tarovas had flavor. The end of the tarovas has no flavor, but it's the same tarovas. Therefore, I say there's no bittel at the end. It stays awesome. That little issu, which is in the piece at the end, nimtza ba'oto chalot shem tarovet harishona. It's in the same basic tarovet of the beginning. Shahoye ba kishahoye ba tam. V'lechein hamashu hu lo bittel. And that's why this little amount, which is at the end, is not bittel b'sof, but even the ain bittel chal b'sofa tarovet elarak b'tchilasa.
Do we say that once it melts,
that's... Oh, so now it gets to the melting. She'ain came b'sefer, but in the sefer, in the latter case, kishaticha v'hatam nivlelu v'nimuchu b'heta, when the piece and its flavor melts down into the pot, And that pot has all this extra soup, which is hatter, shenosaf, v'shiyesh chalosh, shiyesh chalosh shem. So there is a yesh, there is chalosh shem, taroves chadosha. There's now a new taroves, b'nogeh leheter hanosaf, because you have more heter in this tarovet. V'chein chal bitl. That's why there is a bitl. To have bitl chal, b'toras, b'tchilis tarovas chadosha, b'nogeya leheter hanosaf. So what's going on is, in the meltdown case, you're basically saying, I'm looking at this pot, so compared to what was going on originally I had a single piece which had flavor in it. I throw it into a pot, it melts into the pot. So what's happening here? Everything is spreading around, and now there's shishim. So basically, the original tarovis is gone. Why? Because more heter has been put into the mix. The pot and the soup and the chalt and everything there is now, everything is melted into it. Now there's a completely new tarovis. So now I can make a bittel. What makes it a new tarovis rather than an old one? The fact that there's more heter in the mix.
And the reason why there's more heter is because the sealant entity gets mixed in with the other thing?
Yeah, it mixed into the soup chalent. So that's more heter now, and my situation has more heter. When you have more heter, you're creating a new tarovas. When you keep the same amount of heter, but that's the Rav's definition, that's a very critical definition. If you add more heter to the pot or to the situation, you're creating something completely new, a new tarovas. If you keep the heter the same, but you eliminate some of the yisur through this or that process, it's the same tarovas, because you just dropped the yisur, you didn't increase the heter.
Missed out on the heter aspect of it.
In other words, when you have this meltdown situation, you're having in this new situation here, I have now more heter, right? Because I melted it down into a pot which was heter. So all that heter now mixes with the old tarovas and creates a new tarovas, because more heter is involved now in the pot. So the additional heter, which adds into the old tarovas, gets rid of the old tarovas status and creates a new tarovas, and now I can start from scratch and have a bitzel at the beginning of a new tarovas.
Even though in the first case the mixture would still be mutter, just the steak wouldn't be.
Right, because you're pulling it out of the pot.
Steak's not part of the tarovas, because Tom gets it in the tarovas.
Right, exactly, because you're pulling that steak out of, but in the other case you're pulling it out of the pot. Now you look at it, it's the old tarovas, the same heter, the piece of meat, but the yisur inside is less. But that's now sof tarovas, there's no bittel as far as that's concerned, at the end of a tarovas. So the definition of this new tarovas means additional heter, old tarovas, same amount of heter, just different quantity of yisur. That doesn't change the tarovas.
I'm still a bit lost. I thought that the melting was the key aspect of what's making a new tarovet.
It's not the melting, but it's the fact that the melting now has more heter in the whole situation, in the whole mix.
But either way, it has more heter.
Not in the first case. In the first case, when you pull the piece out of the pot and you look at the piece, you have the old piece, but you don't have more heter now in the piece.
Right, but the
safer,
there's no...
The safer, right, the heter.
There's nothing to pull out. It's literally, you can't even tell the difference.
Which is why I would assume that it's about the melting, not about the heter.
The melting makes the new heter become inextricably and permanently part of the mixture. The mixture now has changed fundamentally because the melting, as you point out, the melting has created a new mixture. Not because so much the melting, but the melting has made this new mixture with the additional heter permanent.
So that's what I'm understanding. The case of the sefer is that it's less than 1 in 60?
Everything turns into less than 1 in 60 at the end. So when you're looking at this, there's no flavor. It's less than 1 in 60.
But when it began, it was more than 1 in 60?
Yes.
And then with the melting,
it turned into less.
It's the fact that when the piece melts, then the heter of the chatifa joins in with the rest of the heter of the pot, thereby making a new tire of it.
Right. Okay. Okay, so now he has a very good application here in this Vihine. Hine Machaba Posak. Okay, the barrier for Chaticha Ruel Eskaved Einon Betelim. So if you have a barrier and a Chaticha Ruel Eskaved, they're not bottled because you ain't Shleiman. Okay, a vow. So if you have, this is already talking about pieces, and pieces are mixed together. And the one and two is bottled. But not if it's a chetich royal escabed. Aval im nechtechu. But let's say you chopped up the meat. Now instead of having steaks, I have ground meat. I take all my steak and I grind it up. Okay. Achav the tzurason shapa b'telim hein. They do become bot. Afilim nesraskula achash nesavim hein. Even though they got ground up later. So that's a problem. So achin ma'ishna malacha shalafuneinu. Shachaticha shenisma tama lebesof adayin asura adayin bela besof atarovet machaticha roi eskabe beria debetel lebesof. Okay, so over there it seems to be a problem. We really haven't added more heter because what happened was I have, let's say, one piece of meat which was not kosher, chuck steak, and it has two other pieces of chuck steak which are kosher and all mixed up. So we say chad betray bato, but if it's a chticha royal escabed, it's not bato. Good. Then I decide to chop everything up. Now, so there's no more chticha royal escabed. It changed from a steak to just ground meat. That's not royal escabed. So now I say it is bato. But you haven't added more heta.
You haven't added more heta.
You just got rid of this chticha royal escabed problem.
Is that making it butter now?
Yeah, but where's the bittel? Where's the bittel?
I thought Rav Chaim's main point was that if something is still usher, stayed usher until there's something that makes it muncher, but the grinding of it makes it muncher.
How does it make it muncher? The treif meat, which is ground up, is treif.
It's not muncher, but it makes it bittelable. Makes it able to be muncher.
Yeah, but there's no bittel at the end of a tarovis. There was a tarovis before you ground it up.
But now it's a new tarot. Oh, but
that was also. And you didn't add any new heta. So the Rav is saying, according to my theory, that adding new heta creates new tarot. Changing conditions, but not adding heta, that's called end of a tarot without bittel. Why does this case warrant a bittel? At the end, you haven't created new heta. You've just changed conditions. So why would that work? So he says the answer like this. He says, Nira, I would give the answer like this. Okay, you know, he's a brilliant person, the Rav. For Nira, the chaticha royal eskabed uberi lo betelim de chashivi. The chaticha royal eskabed is not bottled because it's very important, so it doesn't get bitter. V'havi kilu nikorim heim al pidin. So halachically, we say that they're visible. Shein and betoch tarovet klal. We say they're not in a mixture. In other words, the din de rabbanon that something chashuv doesn't become batal is saying that it's not in a mixture. You may think it's in mixture because it's three pieces and you don't know which it is, but because it's chashuv, it's we consider like a standalone entity. It's like it never got mixed up at all. Ulefikach mishin and svaska. Then when you grind it. Then there will be bottle. To us have late chilas tarovas, and it's a new tarovas. Shenofle bomish in the svasku. They mix after they get ground. Betelin, medin bitl bet chilas tarovas. So you get a bitl at the beginning of a tarovas. When you had those three pieces, which are chaticha royal eskabed, halachically you had no tarovas. It's considered to be as if it's visible. When you grind it up, you're losing that chaticha royal eskabed. Now you're creating a new tarovas.
It's not considered a tarovas before because it's not able to be mevatel.
Because it's so important and so chashuv, we don't consider it in a mixture.
So it's So, I mean, we mentioned before about the fact that bittul or tarovit is something that has at least 50%. So, it's more so about being vatel. It's just that 50% is midoraita, something that is able to be vatel. But over here, because it's not being able to be vatel, it throws all that away.
It's not tarovit at all. It's like something which is less than 50%.
Right.
Okay, that's a good comparison. So now he said like this: V'yesh la'ayin b'hagdoras tarovus chadasha. Let's try to think about the definition of a new tarovet. Shenizboy, we just explained.
I thought that was the whole.
Yeah. So yeah. I don't know what his problem's going to be. Let's see. The Nizbaya, we said the miut matam who is a reduction of the flavor of iser ain't a tarovet chadasha. That's not a new tarovet. Hosafas heter, adding new heter, have your tarovet chadosh. That is a new tarovet. Okay, that's what he said so far. Plus this, okay. The mayyadin. Let's say we have it like following. Nisarev tamu mamosho de isa b'tarovet b'shir shanos and tam. Let's say my first tarovet, I had flavor plus mamish plus the real thing, and they gave it in a bottle. As you see where the mamish this amount of, then let's get rid of the mamish. Okay, somehow, let's say there's such a case in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, if you have a soup, right, and things are mixed in the soup, there could be a process where you could maybe throw some vinegar in there and make things coagulate and come to the surface. So, you would be getting rid of what we call the mamish, the real stuff, but the flavor is going to stay there. So it's not going to create a new tarovas. In other words, you're not really adding heta, you're changing the yissa, but you're doing something like really physical in the sense that you're getting the mamish out of it. That's what he wants to know. Yeah.
Where does this kula come from?
Which kula?
This idea that if we add heta, now we're able to mvato. Like, now it's a new Torovis. Like, it just seems like he's pulling it out. Like, is there something...
It's in this Mechaber.
But it's... I'm just saying from a halakha perspective, there's something innate about something heter that it actually can change a Torovis. And that's a halakhic parameter that exists. Like,
because basically, when you put more heter into the pot, when you put more heter into the mix, you are creating a new problem with new food. In other words, I had something with dirt, and now I'm mixing in with this other problem situation, and I'm creating a bigger problem. So
it's the same isser. So once it's the same isser, you can't really add isser, but now that you add a heter, just
it's a new tarovet, because there's more at stake now in terms of what I can eat. I mean, I can't, now I have something more to worry about. That creates a new tarovet. But let's say it's the old, everything is the old stuff, but just ratios have changed. I reduced Issa, but I didn't really. So I still have that old issue. I have that original Chaticha. And I'm still looking at that Chaticha in terms of the flavor. There is flavor, there's no flavor. So I haven't really changed the Tarovet. The Tarovet means, the Tarovet, what he's defining is the food which needs some kind of a heter.
But is it because the Tarovet's already Usser? Like the fact that now the Tarovet is already Usser. You can't really add Isser to it because it already has the initial status of Usser. But when you add Hetzer to it, now it's a brand new equation.
Right.
Okay. Even though what we said, though, is that in the first case, the thing really is Mutter in a degree because the Tom makes it Mutter, right? Or,
the Tom in the soup is Mutter because there's 60, but
right.
Back in that original piece, when you pull it out, you sort of... restoring the original problem of the first
time. And once again, we don't have this issue. I guess we already said this, but this is according to the Mechaber who doesn't hold like the Rama. Is the Rama said that it would be the tongue of the stick, which would be obvious.
Yeah, according to the Rama.
So this is just according to the Mechaber, that one opinion that says that the fat does not move to the stick.
Yeah. Okay, so he wants to know. He conjures up a situation. I'm not sure when and where that comes up, but he's saying, what happens if you would remove the mamish of this matarov at page 6-7? Sha'az, in that case, You're actually changing the basic amount of the yisav because you're getting rid of mamish. Is this also going to be a new tarovet or not?
I'm sorry. The case is you remove the mamish, let's just say fully, from the tarovet, but the tam stays in the tarovet. So why is it any different than a regular if it's nikar and you remove it?
If there would be some chemical way of getting mamish, let's say I have a pot with mamish and this fell in there. Let's say you have this pot where everything fell in some cholent and everything got messed, you know, mixed together, melted and everything. And there's no 60. Okay. Then I do some chemistry which pulls out some of the issa from this. Now there is going to be 60. What I'm pulling out is not just a flavor, I'm pulling out a mamish.
Are you only pulling out a mamish?
That's his last question here. You pulled out a mamish. So, and now that got everything to below 60. Is this the old taroves, so there's no bittle at the end, or is this some kind of new taroves? Because what's been reduced is mamish, is real. If you reduce flavor without... reducing flavor does not create new tarovet, that we said. What about reducing the mamish of the flavor? Okay, I mean, that's a case which I don't know. It's not discussed. It's, on the simple level, no. It's the rule is only new heter
right.
Makes new tarovas. I don't care how you reduce the yisra, this way or that way.
That's but yeah, I just don't see how it's any different than the previous.
I don't
case.
Really.
I
think it's.
One, meaning if you go based on like the gach, I think
the gach,
I think that you would have an issue because fundamentally it is different. If you pull out the isser from like a strict chemistry level, it really would should be mutter. But the idea is, according to the Rav's thinking,
remember what we said before, that if you, like, not every case in which you can remove the, like we said, a case in which the telling is nikar, you remove that thing, and yet the tarovet isn't now mutter, because all you did, I think,
is
a tarovet
mutter.
So in such a case, in the resha that we saw in the shomer,
the shrubis itself is mutter.
The tarovet is mutter, but the piece is usher?
Right, that piece has its own tarovet.
Okay. But we're talking about the actual tarovet, the first tarovet.
Yeah, we're talking about the main tarovet.
Let's
right.
say the piece itself. If you could somehow get the mamish out of the piece, maybe that would be better to get ahead to it.
Okay.
So it is a different case.
Yeah, it's to come up with some new case where
right.
the mamish is being pulled out of the piece instead of
just... there's just not the issue there and the tom is there.
And you can't... So again, we can't say it's a new tarovet by removing...
That's the question.
Right. I mean, we said it can be considered a new tarovet if there's an additional heter.
That's what
but if you're removing the iser mamish, that's not considered being a new tarovet.
That's his tzalchin.
Yeah. It just seems weird because if here's the thing: does it become a new tarovet if the iser falls in? Let's say you have a kosher pot.
Yes, that's for sure. For the heter, which is there. Issa falls in, there's a new tarovet.
So then why wouldn't removing that Issa also be a new tarovet? It's just undoing what was once a...
No, because, and that's right, because the Grach would say, no, since removing doesn't actually bottle, there's nothing that actively gets rid of it. It doesn't make it mutter, it retains the status.
Something that makes it mutter is the removing of the mamish, that makes it mutter.
No, maybe you have to do an act. Like a symbolic act.
Why? It's like...
Why most things do
you
usher,
a is it usher to eat pig if you don't actually eat pig? That's literally what it's like asking.
Well, it actually is usher to eat pig without eating pig.
If you're not eating pig,
look at the it says, you think you're eating pig, but you're not eating pig, you still get an isser.
You with us, Anderson?
Are you writing about the
Torah, the Rav now, or something else?
Something else.
So put it away.
General principle that if something is usher, it stays usher until there's something that makes it mutter.
Yes.
But there is nothing that is usher in there anymore.
Right.
So that's why.
But there's some trace of flavor. There's some trace of flavor.
Okay, so that's the whole thing is the tam isn't being mavata.
Well, the tam is mavata.
No, but the tam can't be mavata because it's at the end of the tarobin.
Right. Exactly.
That's fine. Right.
Okay. Okay, let's go ahead. Ein b'shach. Okay, the Shach wrote, page 67, Ein b'shach, is Elishon Mila, Didan, the Kaimalon, Hanan, b'choli suvim. We say, Chaticha nas the veil b'choli suvim. Pshita, the Lukul Alma, Chaticha, Olam Asura. So he says all this discussion in the Machabes is because he doesn't have Hanan, and you get into this whole complex discussion. We say chanan. Once you say chanan, there's nothing to talk about. In other words, for sure, everything's going to be hasa. So if you pull the piece out,
it's what I asked.
The piece is going to stay hasa no matter what.
Because there'll never be enough.
Even though when it was in the pot, the flavor from the piece spread around, and now the piece itself, when you pull it out, doesn't have any flavor. But there was a chanan. Once there was a chanan, I can't be mad to the piece. That's what the Shach says. So the question is why? Because the way we learn chanan doesn't mean that the piece actually becomes us. It just means that the piece creates a bigger quantity of 60. When you want to make a bittel, you have to measure the piece. That means in the pot, as long as that piece is in the pot, the chanan rule kicks in that says, be mevatel 60 times, not just the flavor, 60 times the piece. If you pull the piece out, if you had that 60 in the pot, let's say according to the law, you had 60, a super 60 against the piece too. Now the pot is mutter. I pull the piece out, the piece should be mutter also because the flavors disappeared, basically.
From the chanan?
Yeah. That's because the flavors spread throughout the pot. And the piece itself, the chanan of the piece, does not mean that the piece is really yasser. So now the piece should be mutter. The way the Rav explains chanan, this should be mutter according to us also.
Because the tongue is falling removed.
Oh, well, I thought the chanan for Shulchan Aruch.
No, that's not
the Shulchan Aruch has no chanan.
This is Ramana.
No, I know, but the what I mean to say is that for the Shulchan Aruch, I thought we said that there was a steer between whether or not the Chaticha is actually mutter after.
Yeah, that's the Shulchan Aruch. But in the Ramah, the Shach says I'm working with the Ramah that you say chanan.
Yeah, but then it would be more makel for the Ashkenazim who hold by chanan in such a case.
No, I'm saying. One second. No. No, but why would Hanan make a difference in this discussion? You're right. In the Machaba, there's a machlokas about the piece. So you say, okay, Rama has Hanan. Does that make the piece more usa when you pull it out of the pot? Shach says, Lididanda, we say Hanan, pshita. For sure the piece is usa. In other words, the Hanan is a reason to make the piece usa. The Rav is saying, why would you say that? If chanan means that the head of mamish becomes also, okay, I agree. Then
right.
The shach is right. But if chanan is just a measuring rod in the pot, use chanan to get a super 60.
Right.
Doesn't mean the piece is also. It just means how you're going to measure it in the pot. Once you pull it out of the pot, forget about the pot, forget about chanan. We're not talking about bittul, we're talking about the piece itself. The piece itself is the two opinions in the machaber. Why would chanan make this more also? At that point,
why would we assume the tom stops? I get that the tom leaves, but when the tom leaves, it's not; it doesn't retain in the steak itself.
A little bit, a mashu, but no flavor.
But isn't the shach going according to what he said in Yud Zayin in Kufni Yud Zayin?
Oh yeah, but he's talking about shari suim over here. In Kufni Zayin, only said that in Bosa Bchalav. This is shari suim. That's why it's a problem.
Oh, so even the Ramah, even the Rav would agree with the shach. Re-Basar
Yes.
It's just Shari Suvim. Okay.
That's his problem. So,
well,
again...
Well, the shach doesn't hold it. There's a difference between Shari Suvim and Basar
Ruchal. Okay. You have to investigate all these different shachs. So he says, but this shach over here, I'm shach, right here, Kuvvav, Sivkot, and Beizel, Hashon, Mil, Didan, Kaimon, Hanan, Bechol, Yisuvim, Pshita, Delekul, Yalma, Chaticha, Lo'olam, Asura. עד כאן לשונו. דבוב צריכים ביר, הרי חנן קובע שיר הביטל בתבובס השניר. It tells you how much you need in the pot. אבל מה זה נוגע? אבל מה זה נוגע לדין, לדין החתיכה עצמה שנסבד בה תמו? האם ביטל חל על המשהו תם שנשא בחתיכה בסוף התרובת? משמע לכם בדבר השך, בסבילה דחנן, רוצה לומר שההתר שבחתיכה הספך להיות איסור. He really takes it literally that the heta becomes this. So ein achozer lehetzeiro calls man sheyesh ba od mashu shel iser. Ach b'shuvenu kavanu shachanan b'shar istum alavema einu batzaloma the heta nesapach lius iser. Avi din b'shir b'lutav tashniyah shenifon kifin shadach. He says sorry, mukavana so shach. This shach seems to be against our love. Hanan interpretation, because
this is like a marsh changes.
He's saying the chaticha stays also. Pull it out of the pot. I don't have to talk about the tam. There is flavor. There's no flavor. Beginning of tarovus, end is irrelevant. Hanan, the piece is also finished. I can't eat it. It's also forever. So, because the piece itself becomes also, it's against what we said that it's turning a regular iser with a piece into a kind of basa b'cholov.
So does this go against that all what the Chaim said about the general principle about if something is usher, then it stays usher unless there's a matir? Meaning even the Rav would think that even if it's a vehicle, the chanan is, the chaticha is usher.
No. The Rav kept on saying the chaticha itself.
The
chaticha
itself is not usher.
Not just a vehicle. So this Rashach is against that. This Shach says the peace mamish becomes usher. Okay. Okay, so he has some kind of pshat. I don't know. Let's see. Figure this out. V'nira levayer, the rot saloma, that the shach means like this. Tehine, berega harishon, kishachaticha nafla tarovet hashni. When that chaticha fell into the pot, mashu metama yotze mimeno. So a little bit came out. Nimtza shach shav yesh samach b'chaticha levatel at mashu nishaba mahatam shalorisu. So the chaticha would have 60 to mevato the time of the issa. Kosha lemolam mizbatel b'shishim shebechaticha at ma'ashe nishim me'issa v'chol din chanan yisalem. Let the chaticha be mevato what's left. Ki mitabato ha'nishim me'issa b'samach b'chaticha atzma su lo shayach lemo chanan b'chaticha. אלא צריך לנו מקריב ההשבוע שאין בטל חל על הנישה מהאיסו שבחתיך עצמו, כי אין בטל חל בסוף טובי שבחתיך, ושמוכי בנישה מאיסו שבחתיך אסורו, והפך אסס החתיך לחנן, לאסס הכתר שנפלה בו. He said like this, he says, it's a very... He's saying the Shach is not saying what we think he's saying. He's not saying Hanan converts the chaticha to real iser, and therefore if I pull it out of the pot, I can't eat it. No. What he's saying is that Hanan itself proves the sheet of the machaber that there's no bitl at the end of the tarovas. Hanan, if you think through Hanan, you're going to have to come up with the idea that there's no bitl at the end of the tarovas. How does that work? He says like this. When you have chanan, what happened? I have a chaticha. The chaticha got flavor. Okay, good. It became asa. I can't eat it. I throw it into a pot. The pot has 60 against the flavor, but not 60 against the piece. Chanan says you need 60 against the piece. It's a vehicle. Get a super 60. Good. Now, when it falls into the pot, that piece had flavor of blia, which is asa, more than, I don't know, more or less, it's not 60 to 1, okay? So that flavor is there. So the piece per se is falling in with some flavor, which is asa. Now, the first second the first second. So the question which we have is like this: Why don't we say everything's happening at that first instant when it falls into the pot, right? The flavor spreading. You need a 60. The 60, Hanan says, against the whole piece. Why don't I say like this, that at that first instant, some flavor is going out of the piece into the pot. Okay. If you wouldn't say Hanan, you would say, oh, they're 60 to 1. The pot is 60 to 1 against the flavor. So that would mean that the piece itself doesn't have flavor. If it doesn't have flavor, let the piece be mevatel, the rest of the issa, which is in the bliya, inside it. The piece itself should make a bittel on what the trace. And then there's no more Hanan. Then you don't have to worry about Hanan either, because the piece is being mevatel, the trace of the flavor inside of it. The answer is there's no bittel at the end of a tarovus. So the fact that you say Hanan proves this rule.
Can we repeat that outside?
Yeah, okay. Okay. What he's saying is that the Hanan has an inner weakness. Because when the thing falls into the pot, the piece with the flavor, so what does Hanan say? Hanan says it's a vehicle, you need 60 in the whole pot to be mevato, not just the flavor, but even the piece. But why don't I go the other way? Why don't I say a little bit of the flavor goes out of the piece into the pot? And then let the piece be mevato inside of itself, inside, within itself, 60 to 1, whatever's left. And then there's no more Hanan. So the answer is it can't do that because that's a pesofa tarovas. As far as the piece itself, it's the end of its own tarovas. There's no bitter at the end of its own tarovas. So that allows us to say Hanan. No. I'm not so sure, this whole thing, maybe Hanan says you don't say that because of Hanan. It can't be mevatel itself. I don't know. I don't know if this is such a free talking. Okay. This is a little bit of a...
It's still not, which proves that it
should be that this piece is logical. But it's not. That's a fact. For whatever reason, it's a fact. So therefore, that's a fact. Now we can prove our theory. Right. And that's where it is. But you're right, there isn't a circle of logic.
Yeah.
But he's making a point. He said the fact, but you have to say one of these things is a fact, and one of these things is an assumption.
Okay. Okay, have a great Shabbos. Okay, and we'll see you here for lunch.
You gotta get to me.
Mm-hmm.
For lunch.